Please note, in this episode, I mispronounced the word Anglican. I am aware of that, and I can't go back and undo it. I kept reminding myself mentally to pronounce the word Anglican correctly, but I mispronounced it throughout the whole episode. So please be aware that I'm aware of that, and I will correct it the next time I speak of the Anglican Church. Thank you. Morning and welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair, kick off your shoes, and stay a while. I'm really glad you're here. Today on Mornings with Ken, we're going to be talking about hats. Yes, the exciting subject matter of hats. You know, headgear, headwear. Liturgy and all that stuff. So I was having a conversation with somebody and we were talking about, we're kind of poking fun at religious hats, hattery. And hey, I do have to admit, I'm liking some of the hats worn in some denominations of the Christian faith. Well, I use that term Christian loosely. No, but I've decided after looking at many different Christian churches that the Anglican Church might have the best hats of all the churches. That's right. You heard me. The Anglican Church might have the best hats of all the different denominations, and I use that term loosely, in the Christian community. You know, they're so funny. There's all kinds of different hats. And I will say, I'm almost tempted to go with the Catholics on the hats. But the Catholic hats are somewhat limited to the Pope and the Cardinals. But the Anglican Church, their hats are made for a little bit more of anyone who attends the church. So this morning, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at hats worn by the Anglican Church. And so hold on a minute. We'll be right back, and then I promise we'll get started, all right? So don't go anywhere. Hold on now.
She's fallen down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My mother's always working.
All right, I know you guys got places to be, people to see, and things to do. So, We'll try to get through this as fast as we can, all right? So we're looking at hats, and the different hats worn in the Anglican Church. So first of all, we're going to start off with the Beretta, and not like the TV show Beretta, but the Beretta hat, Now, this hat looks like, take for example, if you had a Happy Meal. You know the Happy Meal that you get from McDonald's? So this hat looks like a Happy Meal. A Happy Meal box, the box that it comes in with a little handle. It looks like the Happy Meal hat, but imagine a big fluffy ball on top, about the size of an orange. About the size of an orange, you know, like the toboggan hat has that ball at the top of the hat. Well, the Beretta hat worn in the Anglican Church looks like a Happy Meal box. But instead of the handle, it has a big orange-sized ball on top. Yes, so that's called the Beretta hat in the Anglican Church. The Beretta hat, a Happy Meal with a fluffy ball on top. So let's learn who in the church is allowed to wear this hat, okay? So this hat can be worn by cardinals, bishops, priests, or deacons, but not the regular attenders. So not by the, not by the laity. It cannot be worn by the laity, you know, us, people of low esteem. No, we can't wear the Happy Meal hat. So the Beretta hat cannot be worn by the laity. You must be either a cardinal, a bishop, a priest, or a deacon. Oh, man, we can't wear the Happy Meal hat, the Beretta hat. So, all right, I see there's a hierarchy here. So if you go visit an Anglican church next weekend, don't wear your Happy Meal hat, okay? That's only for the uppity-uppities, all right? Cardinals, bishops, priests, and deacons. All right. Let's see if we can find us laity people hats, right? Us in the, all right? So let's go to the next hat. The next hat is the Canterbury hat. The Canterbury hat. I like how that sounds. It sounds so uppity-uppity, right? The Canterbury hat. Hold on while I get a sip of coffee here from my Mornings with Ken coffee mug. You can have one too for only $19.99. Order yours today. Hold on, I gotta take a sip. That's a good cup of coffee this morning. So you have the Canterbury hat. Let's learn about the Canterbury hat. Well, this hat looks like someone sat on your Happy Meal hat. Okay? That's the best way to describe this hat. The Canterbury cap. Oh, it's called a cap. Not even it's called a hat. It's called a cap. The Canterbury cap. So it looks like someone just sat on your Happy Meal hat. So it's flat. It's flat. Kind of like a vinyl record album jacket. So it's flat. Someone just sat on your Happy Meal hat. And instead of that big orange-sized fluffy ball on top, this has a small fluffy ball, like the size of a grape. So picture a vinyl album sitting on your head with a grape-sized fluffy ball in dead center of your hat. That's called the Canterbury cap. It's usually made out of cloth and it has sharp corners. Ooh, be careful in church not to turn your head too quick. You'll take somebody's eye out. The Canterbury hat. Now, this one, okay. This one is, you got to be an ordained. You got to be an ordained minister. So ministers wear these hats. I don't know what the difference between ministers are. You got the bishops, you got the cardinals, you got the pope, you got the priest. So ministers can only wear this hat. Man, what about those laity people? What hat do we get to wear? So the Canterbury cap looks like a vinyl record with a grape-sized fluffy ball dead center in the hat. But you got to be an ordained minister to wear the hat. Dang it. I don't get no fun hat to wear. All right. Let's look at the... I don't even know how to pronounce this next hat. Mitra. Mitra. It sounds like an old creature that Godzilla used to fight or something. Mitra. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing this right. It's M-I-T-R-E. Mitre? 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 Anyway, the mitre hat. Okay. So this hat in the Anglican Church, it looks like the tip of an arrow. Okay, here's a good picture of it. So the mitre hat looks like an arrowhead. That's the best way to describe it. So you got this tremendous arrowhead sitting on top of your head. So it literally, it's probably like a foot and a half high off your head. So, you know, probably, you know, 18 inches high. So it's a very tall hat, but it's in the shape of an arrowhead. So the mitre hat is the shape of an arrow tip. Very tall. Now let's see if we can wear these hats. Let's see if us laity people can wear this hat. This hat is worn by a bishop and is a mark of his office, the symbol of his authority. Oh, man, we can't wear this hat either. We can't wear this hat, the mitre hat. We can't wear the big arrow on top of our head. And it has a cross in dead center of the big 18-inch hat. It's a symbol of the bishop's authority. Dang it. No hats for us little guys. Man. Well, let's see what else kind of hats we can wear. All right. Next, we have the bonnet. The bonnet. Well, I'll tell you already. If this hat can't be worn by the lady, I'm not wearing it. I'm not wearing no hat that is called a bonnet. That's something like a woman should wear or something. But let's see. The bonnet. So, okay. Now, remember, we already had the Happy Meal hat. Remember? We had the Happy Meal hat. This one looks like, the best way to describe this hat, the bonnet, it looks like the Burger King crown that you get from Burger King. Remember when you were a little kid and your mom and dad took you into Burger King and they ordered you the little meal and they asked if you wanted a crown. So they give you that little paper crown. That's exactly what the bonnet looks like. So the bonnet looks like the Burger King hat. So you got a Happy Meal hat, and now you got a Burger King hat. I kind of like the bonnet, actually. It looks like a crown. I'm actually liking the bonnet hat. But it says here, you got to be a deacon. You got to be a deacon to wear the Burger King crown. No Burger King crown for me. Man, no hat for us little people. Dang it. Hey, I think my bacon's burning in the oven. Hang on real quick. Take another quick break. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Whoppers, 2 Whopper Juniors, and 4 Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made 1 Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure.
We can serve your rolled beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Now that's the way to do things. Our way.
Have it your way.
All right. All right. Don't worry. I saved the bacon. The bacon did not burn. And thank God I'm not Jewish. I'm glad I'm a heathen and a Gentile. Bacon's so good. Lord, thank you for making me a Gentile, not Jewish. Oh my gosh. But I'm still a child of Abraham. I'm grafted in. All right, where do we leave off at? Excuse me. Oh, we just talked about the bonnet, right? Burger King hat. Okay. All right, let's get going here. The Bedell hat. Let's look at the next Anglican hat worn in the church, of the Anglican church. All right. The Bedell. Bedell hat. All right. Now, the best way to describe this Bedell hat is think of a thermometer. Remember the old mercury thermometers? Okay. And it kind of has like a rounded end at the one tip. It's kind of rounded. Okay, flip that on top of your head where the rounded ball thing is reaching towards the sky. It's a tall hat. It's a tall hat. And it looks like a thermometer, and the thermometer is up towards the sky. Or better yet, think of a crack pipe. Now, I know all my Christian brothers and sisters out there have no idea what a crack pipe looks like, but it looks like a glass pipe. I mean, it has a big round bubble, a bubble end. So the bubble end goes up towards the sky. All right. That's called the Bedell hat. Yeah. So it either looks like a thermometer or a crack pipe, depending on what kind of person you are. I don't know. Now, it's the most silliest looking hat of all of them, but I cannot wear this hat either. Us people without titles, we don't have titles, we can't wear this hat, because this hat, you have to have a doctorate of theology. So if you hold a doctorate of theology, you can wear the crack pipe hat. All right, you go get your theology degree. You can wear the Bedell hat, the crack pipe hat. All right. I'm not authorized to wear this hat in the Anglican church. Man, so far I'm walking to this church with no hat on my head, and I was thinking about joining too, but nah, I ain't got no hat to wear. Hi, we don't have no fun hats for the lady. Man, oh man, I got to take another piece of my bacon here. By the way, the best way to eat bacon, to cook bacon, is you got to cook it on a stone. You must cook bacon in the oven on a stone. It makes it nice and crispy and flat. Delicious, let me tell you. So, all right. Well, it looks like I'm down to one hat. The last hat that I found for the Anglican Church. I'm sure there's probably more, but this is the sombrero hat. This one's the coolest hat. This one is the coolest hat out of all of them, the sombrero. And you know what a sombrero is, right? It looks like something, Clint Eastwood wore in Hang 'Em High. It looks literally almost like a cowboy hat. It's sombrero, but not your big, your oversized sombrero. It's like, you know, on the old Western movies when the bad guy rolls into town and he's got that, it's like a flat top hat and he pulls it down to cover his one evil eye, you know, while he's riding in his horse into town, you know, like Clint Eastwood, and it's covering up the scar on his left eye. He's got the sombrero pulled down. No one could really see his face that well. Yes, the sombrero hat can only be worn by the priest. So only the priest can wear the sombrero hat. Now that'd be kind of a cool church to go to, though, if your preacher up there is preaching and he's got a sombrero hat on. You know, maybe adds a little mystery to your priest up there, who's bringing the word, right? He's like, the most interesting man in the evangelical church. I bet you he's killed at least 20 people. He was probably in the military. He's covering up that scar that he has when he got in a fight with the cardinal over the doctrine of women priests in the church. I don't know. Got stuck in the eye by the crack pipe hat or something. But so the sombrero can only be worn by the priest. And this is what I think isn't fair when I was investigating all these hats. The priest can wear all the hats. Not at one time, I suppose he could, but only the priest can wear all the hats. If you're a cardinal bishop, you're regulated just to your hat that fits your place in the pecking order. So, but the priest can wear all the hats, the deacon's hat, the cardinal's hat, the bishop hat, the Clint Eastwood hat, the McDonald's hat, the Burger King hat. So the priest can choose to wear whatever hat he wants to wear that Sunday. There you go. There's the pecking order for the Anglican Church. I mean, some of the hats are kind of cool looking. I mean, the Burger King hat, at least it's a crown. I mean, you know, it looks kind of cool. I personally would go to the sombrero hat. But, man, I guess there's no hats for us laity. Man. What's up with that? You know what? Forget the Anglican Church. Next time on Mornings with Ken, I'm going to see what the Catholic Church has to offer. Maybe if the Catholic Church can offer us lady people some fancy hats to wear. I mean, the Bible talks about covering your head. Man, what of us little people? Well, that's because there is no little people in the true church, in the true Church of God, not the Church of God, not those Church of God people. I mean, the larger church body of Christ. There's no distinctions. You know, you think back when these hats started, being invited into the church and to make distinctions of the who's who and the hierarchy of where you stand within the church. That's not at all what the church should be. And, I mean, hey, have fun with your hats. You go have fun with your hats. But, you know, sometimes often in churches we put ourselves in different categories. You know, deacons, elders, bishops, cardinals, you know. Not so much in the modern Western church over here in America, because, you know, we got our ball caps and our beanie hats and our skull caps and our all other kind of caps. But so We got our hats too, but we're so laid back, you know. We're wearing a baseball cap and football helmets to church. I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but where am I going? Stay focused, Kenny. But there's no distinction between believers in Christ. It kind of reminds me of Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, verse 8. And it talks about this man is inviting people to a wedding. And well, let's just read it. Luke chapter 14, verse 8. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who has invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person, and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So don't exalt yourself above anybody else by what hat they wear, you know. Don't try to put on a fancy hat, you know. Don't try to, hey, I'm going to sit with the cool people. No, you know what? The church is made up of a lot of uncool people. And we're all different shapes, sizes, come from different walks of life, different life experiences, different job functions outside the church, inside the church. But we're all one in the body of Christ. So humble yourself. And don't worry about what hat your neighbor is wearing. You wear a robe of righteousness. You wear Christ and reflect Christ in your workplace, in your job, in your church. Wear something that reflects Christ to others. I mean, not physically, but by how you act, how you humble yourself. That's kind of what Christ did, right? Christ just, he didn't come to be served. He came to serve. So forget all the hats, okay? Hey, love somebody today. Thanks for stopping by Mornings with Ken. I love you guys. Bye-bye now. Big man.